Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Hello and welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese Waters and with me is the impenetrable Jesse Harley.
That's the seventh time you've said that, which means...
It's just funny. I don't know what it means.
You must keep trying to penetrate me, which I...
I don't, I know
you've heard others.
Others have tried.
We're on camera and I'm not at all self-conscious right now. I'm getting a haircut later to fix this mess.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares?
Yeah.
Well, why are we doing it?
Because it's for social media clips, not for you to be vain. It's fine. Okay. So I want to jump...
I am vain.
I want to jump to the STD zone, the small talk dimension zone. Because okay. I have a story for you.
All right. Probably much more entertaining than my story, which was about my power going out in my house and me having to help the electrician figure out what panel was for what today. It was super fun.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. One panel was for like... the bathroom and the one bedroom and a singular power outlet. And then another panel was just for the bathroom lights. And another panel was just for yet another singular power outlet downstairs in the kitchen. It's a weird old house.
Your house sounds really safe from
it's
the point of view.
Going to catch fire any day now and kill us all in our sleep.
Historic properties of Halifax are wonderful.
I once, no word of a lie, in the same place, I was deciding to clean.
I wouldn't bother.
Right? Yeah, seriously. So I took a spray bottle and I was just spraying the walls and I sprayed the light switch?
Yeah.
The light switch panel, right? Just like, you know, a little green bottle of cleaner, right? Not like fucking bleach or nothing. I guess it doesn't really matter. And I just gave it a little spray, shut down everything. All the power went out. I'm like, what the fuck? And so we had to call in, I think they got in three electricians because the first electrician couldn't figure it out. And then the second electrician also couldn't figure it out. And so they had to bring in three electricians, and they were in the attic and they were like digging through wires and like, what the fuck is going, what is this house? And it took them like something like 6 hours before they could figure out how, like, okay, so this wire goes through the kitchen into the bathroom, but it turns on the light in the attic. Okay, fine. Label. And it's just, it was, anyway.
You really know how to throw a party.
That's my STD zone. Terribly exciting.
Mine is...
By the way, I just wanted to compliment you on an edit.
Yes.
That you did.
Right.
I laughed right out loud.
What edit?
It was for the premium episode of Fun with Tunnels.
Yes.
That you just put out. And in the freemium sort of model that we put up in the public for saying like, hey, come and check it out.
Mean the teaser.
The teaser. Yeah. Thank you. That's a better way of putting it. You put in the story of me
as a rickshaw driver,
yeah. Right? And I was like, okay.
With a cliffhanger.
But it was so good. It caught me by surprise. It was like, oh yeah, bring them up to the top of the hill. And then I step outside of the wings and I bend down to pretend to tie my shoe. But really, I'm just out of breath. And then I look back and I see the rickshaw slowly starting to go backwards down the hill. And then you cut it off. And I'm like, oh, I'm so proud of Reese.
It's called sales.
We're not going
to
get a single.
Yeah. I ran a TV show for 10 years. It's kind of what you do to keep the audience tuned in for the next episode. Will they die?
I feel like is my mic really
your mic's good.
Is it good?
I did your levels.
Okay. Fine. All right. I was screaming when you did my levels.
It's fine.
Because you asked me
it's all good.
To be a loud boy.
You are a loud boy. I didn't ask you to be one. Or it's like asking you to exist.
All right, tell me your fascinating STD zone.
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to save it for a premium episode because I don't want it to be it's not a public story. I trust our patrons with
this. This is not a public story?
I'm going to do it in the next premium episode.
Are you serious?
And I'm not
is this a sales tactic?
No, this isn't just a sales tactic. It's just that it's kind of a... I'd feel more comfortable when we only share it with our special friends.
Our special friends.
Although we did have a message from someone saying that our show is half as fun for them now because they literally can only listen to half of our show.
It's not our problem.
No, I know, but they said they literally like fill their gas tank up like $5 at a time, and they'd love to subscribe, but they just can't. And
oh, it made me feel now bad. I feel bad.
You should feel bad.
I do feel bad.
So yeah, okay. to that listener, I'm very sorry, but he did understand. He was very nice.
You know what really sucks is this is not the first time that we've had someone who has been financially challenged. Let's say, is that a term? I'm going to coin it. Poor. Write to us.
Everyone has a tough time with money from such.
Oh yes, unless I've been there most of my life. I've been an artist. Come
unless
on.
You're like a member of the Walton family or an Irvin or something.
But like we've had emails where people calling, like writing us and saying like, "Hey, I love your show. I seriously can't afford Patreon though, but I just wanted to call and like write and give you our support." And like I've been like, "Oh my god, that feels so bad. I want to give them a free access to our Patreon," and the Patreon won't let us.
It won't.
No.
I know. If you come to us with a good enough sob story, I'd love to give you
I would love to as well. Yeah. We're suckers for a sob story. I know. Exactly.
But it's not our fault. And I love that clause that we can blame the system.
We really can because I tried. I looked it up. I was like
a government employee blaming the system. I'd love to help you, but there's only two buttons in front of me.
I looked it up, like how to give away Patreon. They won't let you.
No.
You can't do it. It's weird.
Well, it's not. That's how they make their money.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Why would they give away free space? Because that means it costs them.
I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to learn a thing about some stuff?
I want to learn a thing about some stuff.
Okay, good. Yeah. So I've called this one the bar brawl border wall.
The
bar brawl border wall.
The blah 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 blah.
The bar bar is also known as the Aroostook
bar,
war.
Bar 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 bar. What is it? Or I still don't know what you said.
The bar brawl.
The
border war.
Fuck your Welsh accent. Okay. The bar.
There's a bar brawl.
The bar brawl. The bar brawl.
Border war.
Border
war.
War.
The bar brawl border war. Is that easier?
It's not.
The bar brawl bar brawl. Do you know what? Let's just call it what it is.
It's finally happened.
Is the Aroostook War or the Pork and Beans War or the Madawaska War? I like the pork and beans one.
No, I think we should stick with the original title, honestly.
Bah, 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 bah. Very catchy.
You sound like
rolls off the tongue like an aquatic mine.
Like a giraffe with marbles in its mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that was your giraffe impression. Do you remember that? How do you remember that?
Because how can you forget the sound of a giraffe calling its mate? So we've.
I didn't know it was calling its mate.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm open. I'm ready. Fully presenting. Let's make some more necks. Anyway, do you remember we've talked about the Canadian-American border?
Holy fuck.
And the Treaty of Paris and how bad a job they did drawing the border.
The Treaty of Paris.
So in Paris, they drew the border between America and Canada using terrible maps. And it's caused lots of problems since.
Did we talk about this?
We've talked about it in several episodes where we've talked about the...
Paris?
Treaty of Paris.
It's the Treaty of Paris.
In Paris, they did a treaty
where
they decided where the border was between the US and Canada.
Why in Paris?
Because they're like a neutral third party.
I honestly don't remember talking about this at all.
It's good to see that this, hopefully the audience is.
Hey, like probably 250 episodes of shit that I genuinely don't find interesting later, and I have retained a lot of information, sir.
Honestly, I sometimes go, that'd be a good idea for an episode, and then realize we've already done it. I don't blame you. So basically, they dissettled the Treaty of Paris. They decided the border between the US and Canada. Maps weren't drawn properly. A lot of the time, they were drawing borders, and no one had actually been there to draw an accurate map, or they only had secondhand information in inaccurate maps.
Okay, so that's right. Oh, we did talk about that, because I just forgot the whole Paris part, because that's where we got that weird little jutting up part of the States.
The secret entryway between Canada and America that we told everyone about.
Right, yeah, that's where that came about, yeah. Right, yeah, yeah.
Find that episode if you want to cross the border.
Yep. If you want to cross the border easily, yeah, with drugs, just a backpack full of drugs, that's where to do it, folks.
So, the St. John and Madawaska River basins, kind of the border there was blurry. So between St. John, New Brunswick, and Maine in the 1830s, there was kind of there was a bit of a border dispute because it was so blurry and no one really knew. Am I in Canada? Am I in America? Am I paying Canadian taxes? Am I paying American taxes?
That's kind of what it's like right
now. Can I own a gun?
Maine and St. John. I keep forgetting if it's St. John or St. John's. My whole adult life, I still don't remember. It's St. John, isn't it?
They should.
St. John
should rebrand.
Can you tell me? Is it St. John, New Brunswick?
Yeah, St. John's is in New.
I got it right. I got it right. I got it right.
I have heard stories of people getting on the wrong plane, so it's a very easy mistake to make. So
that's very funny.
July the 4th, 1827, Independence Day. John Baker raised an American flag, which his wife made, on the western bank of Baker Brook.
So hold on, an American flag that his wife made, like.
Out of, like, I don't know, like,
just
whatever was lying around.
Used, like, diapers and crayons sort of thing.
Yeah, or old stick. Like, bloodied rags for the red.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's okay. Sure.
I don't know. it was on the Canadian side of the St. John River. And the New Brunswick authorities decided to arrest him. They fined him £25, which would have been hard because he was probably using dollars.
What were they arresting him for?
For putting an American flag up on the Canadian side of the river.
You can do that?
At this time they could, and they put him in jail.
What year was this?
This was 1827. They locked him in jail until he paid his £25 fine.
£25?
£25.
That's a lot in 18...
Especially if you use an American currency, because he was an American. So...
That would be less than.
And then also what was happening as well, they even arrested someone for whistling Yankee Doodle Dandy on the Canadian side.
You're fucking kidding me.
Nope, they did.
Wow, we were dicks.
I know. And then also, they kept trying to get taxes off to businesses that were kind of in that blurred area. So both governments you could get taxed by the Americans and the Canadians at certain points. Go, hey, you owe us tax. And go, I'm American. No, you're not. You're in Canada. We've got more guns than you, so pay up. And then the Americans come and go, hey, where's your tax? The Canadians just came and got it. What are you talking about? It would have been, it was almost like a bad sitcom.
Okay. Like Ludwig's Jars.
Sorry. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Which is a reference so many people won't get.
Maybe 30 people will get that.
So this was about to...
I kind of really want to make an episode of Ludwig's Jars.
Me too.
Yeah. Not actual on video, because that would be disgusting.
No, that would be disgusting. No one wants to watch a German aristocrat poop in her jar on live TV.
I mean, maybe not.
Nope. I mean, there's websites that do that kind of thing. But
so, yeah, there's a small audience.
There's a niche kind of audience.
We can make a small profit, just saying, if we, if we marketed this properly.
And things were about to kind of ratchet up to the point where people were about to die from what was going on with this.
Hold on, what?
People were
that's a bit of a leap. So
I know,
put my flag up
because
we're charging you $25 and putting you in jail, which I'm assuming is just a tiny little room somewhere in a sheriff's house.
Yeah, but
you know, and then like, oh, you sang Yankee Doodle Dandy, we're gonna arrest you too. And this ramped up to people dying
eventually. So right. But I think before we get to the actual war,
yeah,
we're gonna stop for a short commercial break. What kind of ad?
Oh, this is what Reese wants to do.
A new thing where we comfortably let people understand, because I was just dropping in this pin in the middle of sentences to say, hey, is the ads now? And it just dropped in. So I wanted to comfortably let you know that.
I mean, the theme music that comes in just before the ad is usually what lets people know there's an ad coming.
Well, I thought we could just try this.
We could try saying, hey, there's an, all right.
So ads in 3, 2, 2 1,
ad!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
And we're back. There we go. If for some reason they decided not to run ads in this episode, that would have been funny. But if they did, then seamless. So,
I think I want to amp that up next time. I want to try something a little bit more dramatic.
Okay.
For letting people know there's an ad coming.
Okay.
Maybe good. We could do like with sound effects and a little bit of music, like a little.
Sounds like a lot of work.
I mean, you started it.
I just wanted to say, hey, there's an ad coming, and we didn't land, and didn't move on. I didn't want to make some kind of audio drama.
Like, break. I wanted to do a Mexican sort of soap opera. We could, like, translate ourselves into Spanish and put some, like, soap opera music and like, have, like, a 20-minute sort of lead up to the fact that an ad is coming.
Or we could just learn about the fascinating stories of Canadian politics and history.
Yeah, I guess.
Or we can do a bad Mexican soap opera, apparently.
Just throwing it out here, man. I thought we were brainstorming.
I was trying to get back to the death. So anyway, Maine was pissed off.
All right.
So they raised money to equip 10,000 militiamen.
Hold on, what? Maine? Why was Maine pissed off?
Because they were arrested Americans.
Oh, we haven't gotten to the killing yet.
Okay. No.
I thought I was trying to give you a segue.
So right. 10,000 militiamen were armed, and then they invaded the disputed territory.
All right.
They were known as the Red Shirts, and they marched straight past the Canadian forces because they were totally outnumbered. And they were just like, just shrugging at each other.
What?
10,000 armed Americans march into your town, and you're the federal government. There's like two of you there. You're not going to fight back, are you? You're just going to.
Oh yeah, no.
I guess we're Americans now.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So then New Brunswick sent troops in response, and they were all positioned, and all the newspapers were printing saying there's a war about to happen between Canada and America, or between Maine and New Brunswick, to be precise. The federal government wasn't getting involved on both sides. It was largely just between a state and a province.
Okay.
And
that's weird that they wouldn't get involved.
Yeah. Well, I think
they were literally, Canada was literally just invaded by 10,000 people.
Oh, it's like, that's a New Brunswick thing.
That's a New Brunswick thing. Yeah, Let them figure that out.
What New Brunswick's like. Just let them get on with it. But the American newspapers were basically saying things like Maine could easily conquer Canada within 6 months and then set up the government.
Maine alone.
Just Maine. And that they could.
I never really looked at Canada Maine as this kind of
military superpower.
Yeah.
It's just a large forest with people at the bottom.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's... and that the governor of Maine would end up being the president of a new republic, which sounds borderline treasonous.
Yeah.
Rather than just go, hey, Maine's bigger. Good news. All new Maine with 30% more land.
Right.
There you go. But nothing ever happened. In the end, the federal government got involved. And this dude called General Winfield Scott.
What a name.
I know. And two of his...
Say it again, but like a little more dramatic and slowly for me. Let me just...
Cease your battling. I am General Winfield Scott. Ooh. And these are my dogs, Gertrude and Samswell.
Samswell.
it's French. no one can say it's French. Anyway, he basically showed a map that was drawn by Benjamin Franklin that showed that the disputed area was actually on the Canadian side, and that they should kind of just basically firm up the map and get everyone to compromise. Maine agreed to compromise, which was good. However, before this happened,
yeah,
things did boil over into violence. Because they, while all the soldiers were camped out across this border, well, there was no real border, they all ended up drinking in the same pub, American soldiers and Canadian soldiers.
Okay, so that's a recipe for either disaster.
We might have a war soon. Oh, look who's over there having a drink. And so it led to a... so what happened was they all got...
This could have kind of gone one of two ways, honestly.
I know.
Yeah.
So,
best friends or everyone dies, yeah.
Someone drunkenly shouted, success to Maine, which is a really fun... Like, such a... Success to Maine. No, I was talking generally. and it resulted in a brawl where several broken noses and one broken arm happened.
Oh, wow. Okay. So not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be.
So that was the most violence that happened.
However, there's a strange... Sort of like, you know, I've never actually been in a drunken bar fight, which I'm quite happy with. It's not like a rite of passage that I feel like I need to do. But like, so I don't really feel qualified to make this statement. But it's my observation that like, I feel like in drunken, angry bar fights specifically.
We've all had them.
Right. I haven't. But have you? Really? Have you been in a drunken bar fight?
You haven't?
No, I started this whole story by saying I haven't.
Oh no, I didn't. I missed that. But I was
glazing over.
I was listening to your story,
thinking about pie.
No, yeah. I was listening to your story, going, "This is relatable."
I've never been in a drunk. Have you been in a drunken bar fight?
Not in the bar, just outside and around. Generally around
that still
bar
counts.
Areas.
That still counts. Yeah, yeah. If like drunken people in and around a bar, you've been in a drunken bar fight.
See that scar on my head?
I do see that.
I was head through a window.
No way.
Yeah.
What? Holy shit! Who won that fight?
I can't remember.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That means you lost.
Probably. It's not how I like to remember it.
So maybe this, I don't know. I'd like to hear your opinion on this because it seems like you have a lot more experience with this stuff than I do.
I'm not. I honestly, like where I'm from, people fight a lot.
Right, exactly.
I didn't fight that much.
No, this is perfect, actually. I'd like to hear your anecdotal observations on this thought of... When people who are drunk and in a raging mood and they want to fight in a bar sort of area, inside, outside the bar, I have a suspicion that there's like almost an instinctual, like they're not thinking, they just want to fight, they want to be angry, they want to be violent, but there's something holding them back from Like there's a level they don't cross.
Oh yeah, they don't like slit somebody's throat with a smash bottle.
Exactly. Or like you don't kick a guy in the nuts. You just it's just like a line you just don't cross sort of thing. Like I'm wondering if you've noticed that. Like there's it's as brutal as it fucking is, there's certain lines almost instinctually you don't cross.
Nobody wants to like wreck somebody else's life or their own life from it.
But it's not a logical decision, is what I'm saying, right?
Honestly, the culture where I'm from, I know a large percentage of the population who don't do it anymore, but when they were younger, they would, that was it. They'd like going out, getting drunk, having a fight, and they knew there were other people who'd like to do that. And they just like a little bit of a rumble, a little bit of a fight, a bit of excitement.
I think that's different from the rage, alcohol-induced
It was just like, it was like people would be fighting, and then they might see each other people out the next week and go, hey, that was a fun fight last week.
Wow, that's
fucked. It was just like having it. They just go, hey, let's have a rumble. And they just all beat the shit out of each other and then go home.
That's fucked.
I don't know why. I don't know what that's a symptom of.
That's fucked. So that brings me to my point of you've got these these two sides. We've got Maine and New Brunswick.
Yeah.
You know, in a pub drinking together, and I guess there's tension because someone just yelled the wrong thing and it broke up into a bar fight, and all it resulted in was a few broken noses and a broken arm, not death.
Not a war,
which is like...
Which it was primed for all around.
But I mean, that's interesting, isn't it? Again, there's subconscious lines that we know we can either cross or not cross depending on the situation. If war broke out the next day, then suddenly it's okay to murder. Do you know what I mean?
But not when you're all civilly drinking
in a bar. Like you want to fight because you still hate each other, but like there's a line you don't cross. You know, we're not going to kill you.
Exactly. We're all you have just for a drink.
Right, yeah.
Where are my nachos?
But isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's on a subconscious level too.
It's how it's framed.
Yeah.
It's framed within the context of a nice bar environment. Everyone's there to have a good time. There's some live music in the corner. Maybe an open mic. A comedian is bombing. You don't go there to bayonet someone through the chest.
So sociology is amazing to me. Like the levels of things that are acceptable depending on the circumstances and the environment. Like if you're at the, if you're in the change room of your gym, and you see a naked man walk past you, you're not going to go, ah! You know, it's
completely. That's because I'm British. We wear swimwear under our swimwear. Remember those little carts they drive into the ocean so you can get in the water without anyone seeing your body? Have you ever been in a sauna with a British person? Everyone else from Europe will go in a sauna naked. British people will always be wearing something.
Are you serious?
Yeah. British people will not show their bits in a sauna.
Okay. Well, that's...
Other people are like, hey, it's a sauna.
Right. But I mean, I guess you just destroyed my theory, which is like, there are certain places where nudity is totally acceptable. And others, like if you watch...
It depends on your culture.
I guess.
Or like a nudist beach. You can't criticize people for being naked.
Right. It's expected. But if you're on a bus and you're sitting next to a completely naked man, you're like...
When I was a kid, I went to the Glastonbury Festival. My dad, I was like 14. There were people walking around naked and they just had a sign that said naked protest.
So suddenly it's acceptable.
Because it was Glastonbury. They were like hippies and druids and people doing like crazy stuff. So
it brings me back to the Joker from The Dark Knight, who was talking about, you know, what's expected. If you remember that whole, like, if one little old mayor dies, everybody loses their mind. Do you remember that speech?
I do remember that speech, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Not all of it. Something about diesel?
No.
Cans of diesel?
No.
Blowing up stuff.
I mean, that's in the movie.
And then he lies and... pretends he got his cuts on his face in lots of different ways.
You'd make a great movie reviewer.
Fell into a lawnmower. That kind of stuff.
Do you want to know how I got these scars? I stuffed my face into a blender.
I just spat because I didn't expect such a good impression then.
Oh, really? Is that sarcasm? Do you know what? Was it that bad?
These scars. My friend has a really sharp frisbee.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not, but I'll take the compliment.
That was good. I didn't expect you to actually sound like him.
When I was in Calgary back in 2009, I dressed up as the Joker. I got a jacket and I dyed it purple.
Yeah.
And I got a green felt vest that was tailored by a friend to fit me. And I had hair that was the same length as Heath Ledger's, and it was blonde and curly.
Did you dye it
green? I dyed it green.
Nice.
And then I got some what is it, fake scar tissue, and I applied scar makeup along my cheeks and put on the makeup and whatnot. And I, for about 2 to 3 weeks before, this is for Halloween, I should mention, just in case it wasn't clear, I practiced the voice as much as I could.
Wow, you took Halloween really seriously.
I did, yeah.
So. Do you know what I do on Halloween? I just did Ghostbusters. I just had a Ghostbuster onesie I put it on, and then I had a black backpack, and I just filled it with beer, and we just walked around with the kids. And
that's all? Filled it with beer? Okay, that's funny.
To the other parents.
Oh, okay, I thought it was just for you.
No, it was just like... It was dad.
I gotta get it.
Falling asleep in a ditch.
Don't cross the streams. And reach back. And
you keep going, kids. You keep too going. Much candy.
I'm just gonna take a little seat in this ditch here for a minute. Just come find daddy in a half an hour. I'm a Ghostbuster.
It's good. So I mentioned that there was death. You're going to love this. Do you know the
official... But not at the bar brawl.
No. Right. That was, of course not. It was in a bar. No one ever dies in a bar.
Of course.
So apparently a bullet was fired into the air by a celebrating soldier, and it ricocheted off a rock and killed a passing farmer.
You're kidding.
That's the report of the death. However, there's a memorial to a soldier who died, and no one's sure who they are or how they died. So
what?
So Private Hiram T. Smith.
These names are great.
Is apparently a casualty of the war and died in 1838. And he's supposed to be like famous for being the only casualty, apart from the farmer, but that was an accident. And there's a memorial in Haynesville Woods along the US Route 2A. And in 1933, a marble marker was put on the site, and it was updated, and it is now a granite one, and it's still there. And no one knows how he died. But there are several theories. So there's a memorial for him.
But they don't...
No one knows how he died.
They don't know who he is, did you say?
They don't quite have enough information. They're like, hey, he's known as the only casualty, but no one really has all the information about it.
That's... Did they...
Well, I could find... But there are six theories about how he died. Do you want to hear them?
But they don't know who it is either.
My understanding is that...
How do they even know someone died?
I don't know. I don't know whether it's just local lore, and then they just built a plaque based on like rumor or that's, local story.
It's very strange that it was passed down through history with no name.
I know.
Unless his face was blown off. Maybe. Like, that is a dead man right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is it? We don't know. If you find his face, help us look for his face. Maybe we can figure that out.
He didn't pack a spare face. So.
Jesus Christ. So these
are the theories. Number one, he froze to death because it was very cold.
And his face froze off.
However, many believe he died in the summer. So, number two.
His face burned off?
He was run over by an army supply wagon. Number three, he was killed by a horse when he went to feed them. Ungrateful horse. Kind of thing a horse would do. Never trust a horse. It shits.
Okay.
Falling through the ice of Lake St. Clair, while he may have died from falling through the ice, there's never been a Lake St. Clair in Maine.
So somebody
made up a lake and then said maybe that's how he died.
That's very funny.
shot for desertion. However, this is not true, as there would have been a record.
Right.
If you shoot someone, they would have written it down. Well, number six, he fell into a pond and drowned, and there's a pond called Soldier's Pond, and it has a marker stating that the soldier's grave of the Aroostook War, 1838, which is attributed to Smith, but the year would have been inconsistent with the year that he died, apparently, and it's not the same as the other marker. So they just named a pond after him, and that made people think that maybe he drowned in it. So,
oh, I like that one.
Yeah, so yeah. A farmer did die. Nobody put a marker up for the farmer who did actually die by accident.
Okay.
They just made up somebody else.
So a farmer died and they put up a plaque for a man who was totally alive and just had a lake named after him.
I don't know.
Let's go with that.
Yes.
The sands of time. History here. Yeah. So
there we go. We just made it. You can go visit the plaque for the soldier who died.
If he died.
If he died.
If he existed.
Somewhere.
Right. Okay. Where is it?
Maine.
Where in Maine? The plaque is in Maine, so it was a Maine. US, it was a Maine soldier who died.
Haynesville Woods along U.S. Route 2A.
Say it again.
Haynesville Woods
along Route
2A. If we have any listeners in Maine, go check it out. Take a picture. Send it to us. I don't know.
They never will. You know this. You know our audience by now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like for 3 years, we've been asking our audience to do.
They do stuff.
No, hold on. Hold on. We've been asking your audience for a call to action. Like, hey, take a photo of this. Or if you're near the ghost train, make sure to, you know, let us know. And like, nobody does. But then we've got these hardcore fucking fans who just send us homemade puppets and slippers and baked goods and chicken. And we're like, we don't ask for any of that. But that happens. And it's wonderful. Crazy, wild, and amazing.
I'd rather the universe give us what we don't know we need.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. This is not a complaint. This is the craziest, cool reward happening. But like, us asking.
Oh, there's
all the people.
The listener in New Jersey who sent us chicken. Once.
Exactly, that's what I meant. Yeah,
delicious spicy Korean chicken,
and we ate it. It wasn't poisoned.
We couldn't eat it all. There was so much of it.
There was a lot of it. Yeah.
All the way from New Jersey.
But we're just like, it was. It's so weird. Like we have a large audience, and we'll ask things for like, you know, hey, take a photo of your WFUK X celebration.
Review our show,
and like just silence, nothing. And then out of the blue, someone's like, nah, I'm not gonna fucking review your show, but I will send you chicken. Like,
you don't know what you need. I know what you need.
You know what you need? You need a puppet. Okay.
So good. Well, I hope you've enjoyed that, and we'll be back next week with a premium episode. Do you want to know the title of the premium episode, just to tease it?
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
You can support us and access all our premium content at patreon.com/Canadian Politics is Boring. It's a special club for special people, and we post
special people.
And we're like your friends on there. It's good, and we chat to you. And the episode is called The Beaver Club, and that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, so is this... I mean, I could go one of...
I know where your mind is going. You're a dirty boy.
So. First, I'm a loud boy. Now I'm a dirty boy? All right. I love these nicknames you're coming up for me. This is great. Have you met my friend Jesse? He's a loud, loud,
he's a loud,
dirty boy.
Dirty boy.
I'll take it. I'm not going to deny these. This is great.
Bye, everyone.
Bye! Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.